Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Dub Nation, it's Stephen Curry. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. And you never know when I'll be on the River Islands guest line. So make sure to keep it locked on 95.7 The Game.
We're also coming to you from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk is righteously brewed in San Francisco. Did you hear that Steph Curry voice? You heard that Steph right there?
I heard that Steph.
Sounded a lot happier than he did last night.
Yeah.
We got to play some of this for you. These guys sounded despondent, Draymond and Steph.
As they should.
Yeah.
Like, that was a bad loss. You had the lead, you had control, and then you could not score for a long time, and then you lost.
Let's hit a couple of these for you so that you can hear what they sound like. Here's Steph last night after the game.
There's just moments where you're playing well enough, and then you have a bad 3 minutes, and teams are taking advantage of it. We ran into some nights where teams have shot way above their averages. That's how it goes in the league. And again, if you're going to be a good team, you're able to overcome all of that. We're obviously not a good team right now because what our record says and the fact that we found ourselves in these kind of positions. I do like the fact that it's challenging us and giving us a sense of urgency. Some years you learn these lessons while you're winning and then it catches up to you. But if we're going to do anything, you know, relevant this year, feeling this pain right now and searching a little bit could be a good thing if we do something about it. So that's the moment we're in right now.
I love that quote. This pain that we're feeling could be a good thing for us if we do something about it.
Could be. Yeah. Could be.
I wonder what do something about it means, though.
That would be like, I don't know, play better and figure out who we can actually trust to go out there and play in this rotation. And, you know, do something about it is, to me, partly get to the trade deadline and be good enough to where Mike Dunleavy is moved to make a move to help you.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to be moved to do that no matter what. Like, I mean,
if you are 17 and 27 at the deadline...
Yeah, this isn't that classic. The Warriors are not in that classic sort of buy-sell situation that we talk about at trade deadlines.
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I mean? It's not like they're going to be dumping a bunch of, you know, about-to-be free agents to go for now, or they can do the opposite. Who are the people that you would trade? If you were a seller and you were like, we want to recoup a bunch of draft picks and some young things, like you would be talking about Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler. And I don't think they're going to do that. No matter what, I don't care what
Jimmy
their
Butler,
record. Maybe
but, yeah, I mean,
but even that, you know, that's a pretty big deal.
It's a big deal, and any team that would want to take on $54 million would probably not be a good team. So, if you're a good team and you've got $54 million worth of player, you like those players because you're a good team. Unless you're talking about, you know, Fred VanVleet, who makes 42 and he doesn't play that much, and so now you're looking at, I mean, what, just a straight up salary dump to get the salary spot? The Warriors won't do that.
No, of course not. That, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that if they did that, it would be like against Steph's will. And
it's what losing franchises
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's just not the situation they're in. Here's Draymond on not being connected.
I thought our defense was good for most of the night, first half and second half. But the game kind of never connected for us.
I just think the overall tone of listening to those guys talk last night, they sound defeated.
Sad.
Yep.
It's sad. And it's easy to look at the early season schedule and say, man, that schedule, oh boy, it was a bear, right? All those trips and all those back-to-backs, man.
Must have been.
Boy, if we could only just get some rest and get back home and get right, well, you did. And you got back home and you got rest, but you haven't gotten right. And that to me is where I think about the team in a more macro sense and think, man, like there are more problems than there are solutions.
They have 3 games in 12 days, if my math is correct. Is that right?
That sounds about right.
3 games in the last 12 days? Good Lord. Like 3 games in the last 12 days.
Right.
You have got to be like
I've done like 10 shows in 12 days.
I've probably done 11. Yeah.
No doubt. I mean, we're doing 4 hours. We're not doing 48 minutes.
I don't want to make it sound like this is tiring. But
no, but
yeah, right?
The tongue was in cheek.
I get it. I just, man. They're getting totally rested.
Yep.
And they're still just, they don't have the playmakers. They've got to go out and get people who can start from scratch and create a shot and effectively finish that shot. You know what else I noticed has been a characteristic of these Warriors? You know, when the ball moves around and it's at a big moment of the game, you could either be trying to come from behind or trying to extend that 8-point lead to 11 or whatever. That moment where the ball goes in the air, and if you're at home, your fan base is ready to erupt.
Yep.
They miss all of those. They miss that shot every time. Moody had one last night where the ball moved around. They got him a corner three, yep. And it was like, that's the one you need. Clank. They miss that shot every time. And it's an open three. It's the shot that nobody misses against them. It just...
Well, I mean... Yeah.
That's why I know that's what it feels like, but right. You get what I'm saying.
I do, but
they
last
night...
They
don't have knockdown reliable shooters.
They don't. They have one who's the most knockdown reliable shooter in history. And then last night, you had the curly-haired redhead who was hitting, like, off-balance threes, stanky lag twos, and, like, what he did in the fourth quarter... And if you didn't see it, go back, fans, and watch Pods. All you Pods haters.
He was good.
He single-handedly kept you in that thing until Steph and Draymond came back in. He hit 3 or 4 shots that were like, no, no, no. Oh, yes, Pods, go crazy. Uh-huh. And then he got hot. Pods was hot in the fourth. And so
I hate it when he heat checks, though. Don't heat check, Pods.
I don't mind it.
I don't know, like, when you're hot. Don't pull up from 5 feet behind.
Last night when Steph is out having a bad game and Moody and Post are not hitting, go ahead and heat check it, Pods, because you were it. You were the dude last night in the fourth. I'm with you in general.
That's a problem.
Dude, last night he was it.
No, he was very good. He had a very good game.
And I'm looking at the game log. 5 minutes to go, you're down 4. Pods with the 11-foot fadeaway where he jabs in and he fades back and he jumps about 3 inches off the ground. Whap! Knocked it down, and then he went to that right.
Whap!
Down 2. He hit the ball back and he goes to that right corner, and it's like a little bit of a fadeaway step back 3.
Yeah.
Whap!
Whap!
And now the Niners. Warriors are the lead?
It was good. Dude. It was good.
Yep.
Tom in the city. Hi, Tom. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, Tom, Willard Dibbs, thanks for all you do, all the entertainment. Willard, you had me on an emotional run with Keith Steph, like the Kobe analogy from the Kobe last days.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Warriors fans out there who remember the things like the Larry Hughes point guard experiment, we love Steph as much as anyone. We want to go on that ride. And I remember seeing Kobe go on that ride, impose his will on other teams, entertain, fight, lose a game, doesn't matter, Mamba style. So last year, pre-Jimmy, the question for me was, what does Steph feel? How does he feel about mediocrity? How would he respond? And he did not, in my opinion, respond well. Slumped shoulders, interviews that sounded a little more glum than even the clips you gentlemen just played. And if Steph doesn't want to take us on that ride, then I think we are not going to go on that ride. Hmm. If you love him, Dibs, if you love him, let him go.
Thank you.
Let's watch him.
Yeah, it's a great uptick. And yeah, but Sean Sting, free, set them free.
But he doesn't want that. He doesn't want to go. And he doesn't accept. The reason he slumped his shoulders with mediocrity is he doesn't accept that that's the way it's going to go. By the way, neither did Kobe. I was there. If you had used that word in front of him, he would have slapped the microphone right out of our hands. He's not gonna, like,
they were far below mediocrity.
Yeah, they weren't even mediocre. But if you had said that to him, people who are wired like that always think they're going to win the next game.
Right.
They always think they're about to figure it out. They never accept their own decline. So, I get where you're coming from, Tom, but, like, Steph does not want to leave. He does not want to play for a different coach, and he does not think that they are about to be mediocre. You know what phrase keeps popping in my head as I'm watching that game last night? Travis Kelce, end of last year, they get blown out in the Super Bowl. What does he say? I'm not going out like that.
Right.
Steph Curry and Draymond Green, when they lost to the Lakers in the playoffs a couple of years ago, said the same thing. It's a famous moment. It's been written about by the beat writers. They walked by each other in the locker room. We're not going out like that. I hate to tell you all. Yes, you are. Sorry. Hey, Kelce, how did it go? How did coming back for another year of banging your head against a wall, how did it go? You are going out like that because that's the way you go out.
Almost everybody goes out like that. And Jordan could have gone out a different way, but he chose to go to Washington. And when you went and watched him in Washington, guess what? He went out like that.
Like that.
Even though he won 6-8, and, you know, Skettai Pipen went to Houston and elsewhere. And, I mean, Rodman started wearing wedding dresses or whatever, and Steve Kerr just went to San Antonio and started coaching, and won rings. The one thing that's giving me Niner vibes from last year, the Warriors this year in clutch games, which are, you know, games within 5 points with 5 minutes left, they're 5-10.
Yeah.
In clutch games.
Yeah, and they play a lot of them, as
they
we
do.
Know.
Yeah.
Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. We're sponsored by Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard. Frontier Ford's year-end sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months, zero down, no payments for 90 days on all of Ford's top models. Deals end January 5. Visit Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek or shop anytime at frontierford.com. Keep taking your calls. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs.
Here is Goodwin. His free throw's out of the way, and it is good. 99-98. Pajemski will get it. He's going to throw it down the length of the floor. Butler tipped it away. Buzzer sounds. Kind of a quick buzzer there, but okay. The game's over. Final score, the Phoenix Suns 99, the Golden State Warriors 98. A bitter loss here in the Valley of the Sun. And yet another winnable game slipping away from Golden State. They have dropped 5 of 7 and 3 in a row, and will try to get back in the winning column Saturday night when they entertain these very same Phoenix Suns at Chase Center.
Bay Area, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know what, Dibs? I like your picks.
Yeah. Good pick, Dibs.
Yeah, you should, Steve.
Rams +1.5.
Seattle's going to win. They're going to win by more than one.
Well, those are two sentences, and one of them was true.
Well, and you uttered both of them, so
I
you
did.
Went 1 for 2.
Yeah.
Well, I went 1 for 1.
You are not.
You went 1 for 2.
You are not going to break my stride. I don't
I'm
care.
I'm not trying to break your stride.
I don't care if
I'm
wrong,
trying to break your stride,
wrong
his stride.
It can have a
and
cat.
What's his nuts' his stride for all the clapping and the fading?
Doesn't matter.
Don't fade the dibber.
Oh, God.
I'm 10 games above 500, y'all.
You've had a good year.
You better recognize.
You're not having as good a year as the Niners.
My name is Sam Snead. You better recognize.
Dude.
They're only 6 games above 500. I'm 10 above.
Dude, the Seahawks won that game, and they were down by 16 with 8 minutes to go, drove the whole length of the field, and didn't get in. Oh, the Rams.
I mean,
you chokers, you choking dogs.
I mean, I'm working hard on my McVay. It's not quite ready, but there's a little bit of that high pitch, and it's the tempo. I need to get a little bit higher, but not too high.
I support your efforts, and
it's gravelly. Just wait. It's high pitched. It's hyper.
Wait till you're ready.
And I need it for the YouTube audience as well, because there's some eye darting, and there's a lot of like manic behavior that goes with it. And there's excuse making.
Yep.
And there's like an unbelievable savant like memory of everything. And then it like will lapse into an excuse and then a shot at a ref. And then it's a whole thing. It's a whole experience.
It's an experience. Yeah. Yeah. Wait till you're ready. This football season's not ending anytime soon. Don't worry.
Yeah. And I shared with you the guy who does the Pat Spencer on Instagram. Yes. And he does his McVay, which I thought was really good.
It's phenomenal.
With a lot of the hair gel and like the hyperactivity. I think it's Harry Markin is his name. He'd be fun to talk to maybe over the holidays just to.
No doubt.
I mean, he's a sports comedian, quote unquote. He's pretty funny.
He's nailing it.
He does a Collinsworth. He does a Pat Spencer, which is less timely now than it was last week.
I'm surprised he gets enough clicks on his Pat Spencer. But I would imagine most fans like, who's that? Who's Pat? How do I know if this is a good impression or not?
Right.
By the way, while we're on football, hey, referee Dibs.
Oh, boy.
You go love this one. I'm taking this one home with me tonight.
Okay.
Because my nephew's in town, and he is a monstrous Rams fan, and he could barely sleep last night.
Oh, poor kid.
They were so upset. Poor kid. Oh, such a shame.
You hate to see it.
But what does every fan do after a tough loss? We got screwed.
Thank you, Abe.
Okay. Okay. Okay, two-point conversion off of the helmet after the whistle. Would you like to hear this tweet from Terry McCauley? Do you know who Terry McCauley is?
He's a retired NFL official who now works with one of the various networks. I think it's NBC as the, like, ref in the booth.
I think he actually might have been on one of the broadcasts last night.
So maybe he's the Amazon guy. I get confused by, I know Mike Pereira does Fox, and then
there's a Sterator.
Thank you.
He does CBS.
Correct. Yep. Terry McCauley. And, you know, it's a great job if you're a former ref to just chill, watch TV,
totally
chime in for 30 seconds and get paid.
I want everybody to listen really close to this, especially if you've had a conversation with a friend or a family member today about how the Rams got hosed. Because I listened to it. I watched the highlight. The whistle blew. The whistle blew before Zach.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Charbonnet, without even knowing what the hell was going on, picked up a football in the end zone that turned into a two-point conversion. Are you ready?
Yep.
And I quote, when a backward pass is ruled forward and incomplete, replay can reverse it. If there is a clear recovery in the immediate continuing action. The recovering team is awarded the ball at the spot of recovery. I think everybody's nodding. Yeah, yeah, Mark, we knew about that. What about the whistle, though? Because everybody stopped.
Mm.
The whistle. Blow the whistle.
Mm. Blow it.
Terry writes, let me make this perfectly clear. Whether a whistle is blown or not is completely irrelevant. Them's the rules. That was a clean play. Correctly officiated, correctly overturned, correctly awarded 2 points to Seattle. Hey, Rams, you didn't get hosed. You lost. You lost. You blew it. You blew it.
Well, they blew it.
Yeah.
The whistle. The refs.
That too.
And I didn't know that in this modern NFL that the blowing of the whistle, because now they teach referees to not blow the whistle ever. You have a quarterback who goes back, and it's pretty clear that it was a forward pass, but the ball comes out, and it might be a fumble, and so refs now, they don't blow the whistle. They let it play out, and whatever happens, happens, and if it's a turnover, it gets reviewed automatically, and if it's incomplete, well, then they're going to review it, and they'll make that determination. But on this one, not only was the pass maybe forward, and I guess it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was really close.
I think pretty clear from Sam's arm angle, though. The arm angle is in front of the 5-yard line, and the thing doinks off the guy's helmet.
At about the 4.5?
Right at about the 5. I mean,
it's close.
But it's definitely not forward. It's not a forward pass.
It's definitely not back either. And it's a little bit like the Music City Miracle where, you know, when Frank Wycheck, rest in peace, throws that ball, where he lets it go versus where it's caught. And that was a much longer pass on that play. And I used to needle Lo Neal all the time about, dude, that was, I mean, what did he run, a down and out? I think it was a forward pass. But this one was close. But what I didn't know as referee Dibs is that even if the whistle blows, that doesn't mean that you can't recover.
Right.
And Charbonnet, it's a clear recovery. He saunters over and he just like, oh, this football.
Yeah, look,
I'm in the end zone. Let me just one-handedly lift this up. And then, okay.
I don't think he was even doing that. I think he was just like, there's a ball at my feet. Let me hand it to the ref.
Exactly.
It was an accident.
I mean, he was there.
But he wasn't like, I'm going to recover this in case. He was just like, here's the ball.
It's like when you're walking down the street and you walk by a quarter and like you step over and you go, oh, I think that was a quarter.
Yeah.
I think I'll go back and pick that up.
I pick it up.
If it's a penny, you're going to keep walking. A nickel, probably not. If it's a dime, you might go back. Dimes are good luck.
And dimes will go into parking meters still.
But dimes are good luck.
Yeah.
Like, if you find a dime, it's a sign that someone from heaven is looking down on you.
It is?
That's, I think, the old wives' tale.
I didn't know that. There was a dime on my kitchen counter today. I didn't
That's
even
not
know
the same thing.
Why?
Because you didn't find it on the street.
No, but I didn't. I found it in my house. I didn't know who put it there. I didn't put it there.
My late great grandma Vi was big on dimes, and so my sister always believes that when she sees a dime, that grandma Vi is up above just flipping dimes down so that we can all remember her.
We could use some dimes from Draymond Green.
I mean, he had a few.
Yeah, to tell the other team.
I mean, only 5 this time. He's trending in the right direction.
Anyway,
I didn't know that the whistle being blown did not preclude. Yeah,
yep. Irrelevant.
I had no idea.
Irrelevant.
Thank you, Terry.
So anyway, no, I just say that because I know there's always transplants, L.A., San Francisco. If there are Rams fans parading around today here in the Bay and listening to 95.7 The Game, hey, how you doing? Sorry about your loss. But if you've talked to anyone today and said, we got hosed, call them back and say, never mind. We actually just lost a tough one. I still think the Rams are probably the best team in the NFC, but they have handed control over to their two adversaries. And that was like, I wish that Alan Kirk had said that at the end of the broadcast last night. They're like the Seahawks, now control their own destiny in the NFC. And I'm like,
they do.
And so do the Niners.
Right.
So do the Niners. And can we all, by the way, speaking of rooting for the Seahawks, which I do not usually do, I think I might actually root for them again this week. Just because, wouldn't that be beautiful theater if they flex it to Sunday night, week 18, the Niners versus the Seahawks, and literally everything is on the line. Winner gets the one seed and a bye. Loser is on the road next week in the wild card round. That would be tremendous. That would be such great theater.
Yeah, and I don't know what the full slate of week 18 games is. I'm looking at I did my whole NFC sheet before, and you know, Seattle's got Carolina on the road, which may or may not be big for Carolina, depending on how they do against Tampa. But other week 18 games, I'm looking at Chicago and Detroit.
Yep, Detroit at Chicago that could be
may,
a thing.
That may not matter. Yeah. And beyond that, you got Carolina at Tampa, which depending on how it goes this weekend, that game might actually be for something.
You have Baltimore at Pittsburgh. There is a scenario where that is for the AFC North.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's Seattle and San Francisco for the one seed and the West, that's your flex.
You also have Carolina at Tampa. I'm not sure if you mentioned that. And you have Indianapolis at Houston, which Jacksonville factors into this, but that could be for a playoff spot.
Could be.
Yeah.
Depending on what happens on Monday night in Indianapolis, where, you know, feels like it might be the Colts' last stand. And, you know, it's a little bit bittersweet this weekend. It's sweet that there are Saturday games.
Mm-hmm.
It's bitter because when you get to this part of the year when there are Saturday games, you know you're running out of regular season.
You're running out of games. I know.
I love a couple of Saturday games, and I think it's a 2 and a 5 o'clock, a little Fox doubleheader.
That's correct. And 5:20, 2 and 5:20.
Yeah, and that's kind of fun. I like a Saturday in December NFL, but it also reminds you that, man, we're down to the nitty and the gritty here in the NFL year.
I will not be watching the Packers play the Chicago Bears on Saturday night.
That's a shame. That feels personal.
It's not personal. It's a scheduling conflict.
With?
The Golden State Warriors.
Oh, boy. You watching that still?
Watching? Try again.
You going to that?
We're going.
Oh, you love John Blue.
We are guaranteeing a win for the Warriors tomorrow night.
Who's we?
We.
Like?
Me and whoever's coming with me.
So, let me get this straight.
Even John Bloom?
I was just going to say, you're getting tickets from the Suns play-by-play guy.
No, I'm not. I am not getting tickets from John Bloom. I'm not! I'm not!
You're not paying for the tickets. Like,
what the hell do you think's going on around here?
Is John Bloom guaranteeing a Warriors win? That's my question.
Let's ask him at 5.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll ask him 5. Yes, I will.
I mean, you might. He's your best friend.
Yeah.
Was he the best man at one of your various weddings?
Boy, there's been a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Okay.
He was.
I mean, you figure at some point, if not then, maybe next time. I'm kidding, Christy. I'm kidding.
She doesn't listen to sports radio anymore.
Not anymore?
No, she does. She's busy. Anyway.
Super busy.
Yeah.
As a fellow multiple-time married man, we can joke with each other.
Absolutely. He was at the first one.
Okay.
The second one, there was some damn conflict, and he couldn't be there.
Okay.
And then this one, he was there.
He was there.
Yeah, he was there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it was a very small group.
You had to be super inner circle. He is super inner circle. And in fact, I told him, I'm like, you don't have to go because he's like in Michigan for the summer. He's like, nope, I'm coming.
Awesome.
And his wife came too. And so they.
Is he the only one to be at all three? Or he missed the middle one because he was busy?
Right, but he missed. Did he miss the middle one? Because the middle one was split into two. It was like a ceremony and then a reception. And it
gotcha.
Was
enough. Okay.
Anyway, this is boring.
I don't find it to be boring.
Well, I figure you don't. But yeah, see, Lucas is nodding. He thinks it's boring. I don't want to bore anybody. Let's get back to Warrior anger. Everybody's very, very mad. 888-957-9570. Okay? And if you have best man questions, you can ask them. But I bet you have more like Draymond questions. Not best man. Archie and Marin. Hi, Archie. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Yeah, you bet. Hey, thanks for grabbing me. And boy, you perfect setup for where I wanted to go with this. But before I said so, Willard, I met your son Abe a couple months ago.
You did?
On the golf course. Great kid. Really enjoyed hanging out with him. I told him that that you and I were having a little Kambinga debate on my first time ever calling into a radio station.
Oh, wait. Archie, was this at Marin CC?
Yeah, you bet.
Oh,
yeah,
I heard all about you. Yeah, yeah. He told me that you wanted to come down the road or had come down the road, and we arguing about Kaminga or something like that. I heard about it, Archie. Thanks for hanging with him.
Yeah. He's a good kid. I hope this gap year works out for him, and then he gets where he wants to go. I think he will. He's got a great attitude. So,
appreciate it, man.
Look, I wasn't going to intend to have a second time, but I love your symptom and disease point today, and so I'm not sure. I think these are symptoms, but in my mind, and I spend way more time than I should thinking about this, in my mind, we're kind of hung up on two probably symptoms. The first one is the system. And if I think about how we've won four championships and why this system has worked so well, it's been the people that we've had in the system just fit so perfectly. I think you were making a point earlier about, you know, what fits and what works. But, like, if you think about why we got the 22 unlikely one, we had Wiggins and Otto kind of doing a facsimile of what a KD could do, right? A KD and an Iggy could do.
Yep.
And now we're trying to wedge these same players into that same system, and none of them can do it at that level. Not even close. Like you said it perfectly a few minutes ago. I mean, you kick it to the corner for those shots, and Otto would nail it. I think they called him Otto Corner Jr. for a while. He nailed them all the time, every big one he made, right? Clay made more big ones than we can count. But we're trying to repeat that same thing, and we always end up watching the same game. I think I've seen the same Warriors game a few hundred times. We lose the same way. And that's just, I mean, I don't know how many people can, their outrage is just like maybe boredom from watching the same game. That's symptom one. Symptom two, I think, and my real concern is it's Draymond, because Steph said, I think, after we lost to the playoffs a year ago, 2 years ago, he said we really needed a changeup. And I thought that was a brilliant statement. We needed a changeup. KD was probably the ultimate changeup for Steph. But I sometimes think Jimmy might be an even better changeup for Steph, because he's just so different from what Steph is and so brilliant in his own way. But the fit isn't Kuminga. The fit isn't these other. The fit is Draymond. It just is. I mean, they do the same stuff so much that what Draymond is giving you on defense as maybe the greatest defender of all times at five positions that's in the later part of his career that just can't really do anymore, what we're getting on defense right now, we're not getting back on offense, because that same thing where Steph gets double kicks at a Draymond and we're going to, you know, a slasher and two great shooters, that's not there. And so he is killing us right now.
Mm-hmm.
And all the numbers say that.
I agree completely, Archie. And so, yes, all of these things. Archie, good to hear from you, man. Thanks. Like, all of these things are, I find them to be symptoms of a larger disease. And just let me reboot that, because a lot of new people might not know what Archie's referring to. The disease is simply, and it's an understandable one, it is the idea that you have these older, highly accomplished players, and everybody is trying to sort of stick to that because it has worked for so long, and you're also in the absence of any other good ideas. I love it. Well, oh, you're too old. You're stuck in the past. What is it you'd rather have them do? It's not like there's some awesome heir apparent idea that's sitting there for you to do. We all want Steph to finish his career with the Warriors. So that creates the disease. We've got an old way of doing it, and now the people who are really good at it aren't as good at it anymore, and there's no one to help and fit in. And so everything that happens around that is simply a symptom of the disease. It is Steve Kerr playing veterans that makes you so mad. It is Steve Kerr sitting young players. It is the Warriors' quote-unquote player development system, and it is those three players themselves who are not as good as they used to be. Maybe Steph is like a reasonable facsimile of his old self.
He's the closest.
He's the closest.
I think Jimmy is as well when he plays like last night. But my point has always been, you can't expect players at that age to do it as often as they used to. So
agreed.
Steph in San Antonio, he went for 46 and 48, I think.
Incredible.
And hit another 40 piece later in the year. And then last night happens, and it's like, okay, I get it. Steph can't do it every night, and Jimmy Butler last night was the Butler that you want him to be. And when you want to talk about younger players, you have to remember that Pods is shooting 41% from three. 41% from three,
really
everybody.
Good.
Better
it's
than
really
Steph.
Yep.
Jimmy, by the way, 46% from three. He doesn't shoot it often, but Moses Moody is at 38% from three, and Quentin Post has been damn solid, shooting 35% from three, a bad night last night. But some of your younger guys are helping, and I'm not putting this all on Draymond, because last night Steph was bad, and if Steph was just a little bit better, you win that game. Draymond's got a couple of back-to-back games where he's been bad, so if your young guys are going to be okay, then your top three, they have to play well more often. And last night, Draymond was not good, and Steph Curry was really not good. And as a result, you're going to lose these games.
I buy everything you're saying, except for what's the definition of a really good team? We always say this. Definition of a really good team is a team that can win without its best pitch.
That's right.
And so they're not a very good team. Because that, like what you just said, is that they've got to all play really well in order to win. And you don't do that every night.
Two of the big three, probably, right? Well,
and I mean, hell, there's going to be a lot of nights where they don't even have two of the big three.
And I think about the Niners this year, where you lose Bosa, you lose Warner, you lose Brock Purdy for a long time, and yet you're able to go out there and win games. You beat Arizona with a gutsy late-game play, and you beat the Rams with a goal line punch-out and a fourth-down stop. And so when you get to games like last night, can you make a play? And I mentioned this last segment, the Warriors are 5-10 in clutch games, which is, it's a 5-point game with 5 minutes left. And those are the games that, with a veteran team, you should be able to win more often than that.
They've been brutal in the final 3 minutes of basketball games.
Yeah, 5-10.
They've been brutal.
Right. And so, they've been brutal. And it reminds me of the Niners last year where, you know, you gacked away a game where, you know, you threw the ball to, not to Ray, but Ronnie Bell. And a drop, and you had a PI, and then you had a punt return that you weren't able to make that one actually work. And so you found winnable games and you lost them. And that's what the Warriors are doing.
All right. We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is the number. We will absolutely, those of you who are on hold that want to get to Warriors, we will do that. But we've got higher or lower because it's Friday in the 4 o'clock hour. John Bloom, voice of the Suns, joins us at 5. We'll do what the Friday in the 5 o'clock hour. Some of you may know what that is. It's something we've been doing on Fridays. Any leftover takes, anywhere you want to take it, you can fire away in the 5 o'clock hour. But I really do want to get a little bit to this 49ers situation that develops out of last night's game. It feels to me like something special is actually attainable for the first time, not just kind of dreamy. Like Dibs and I probably both have tickets in this $1.5 billion soiree tomorrow night, but that's not realistic. You could dream.
Yep.
And we will, because that's the whole idea. You could dream about it. That's what I've been feeling about the Niners all year.
I won $4 on Wednesday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's free tickets. Yeah. Good for you.
Sure.
Oh, congrats. Anyway, yeah, it's not realistic. This Niner thing for the first time feels realistic. So for you Niner fans out there, how did last night kind of change your outlook, if at all? So we'll take calls on that too, okay? 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I love this show, man. You know, 95.7, man. You know, I'm a gamer.
On 95.7 The Game.
Ricky Pearsall's a maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
Not ruling him out.
Right. He was questionable today. Questionable concern?
I don't know.
Limited? I didn't see the practice report. I'll look it up.
Let me see. Ricky Pearsall is not practicing on Friday.
Okay. So they have one more practice and then, and then a flight.
Mm-hmm.
He's not playing. Like
I know.
I mean, he's a maybe.
I know.
Sure. I'm a maybe for Monday as well.
Whenever they go, we're not going to rule it out. That's usually code. Sean McVay Wednesday, was like, we're not ruling Davante Adams out. You want to know what came out today? Davante Adams highly unlikely to play next week.
Of course.
A week and a half from now, we're not going to rule him out.
You remember the George Kittle hamstring?
Uh-huh.
Where he ran and it was like nobody touched him and then it was like limp, 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 ow, mm-hmm. ow, ow. That was 4 weeks or?
Oh, it was more.
Six?
I think it was six.
Yeah.
I think it was 6 weeks.
Yeah. I had him on my fantasy team, and I was going with a variety of Evan Engram and Kate Otten for a long time. So, yeah, that's what Devontae did. And, you know, you could see it pop, and it's like, oh, my God, ow, ow, ow. He's out until.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Maybe the divisional round, I would predict. I'm not a doctor, but I kind of am one.
Divisional round, wow.
Well, and it happened.
They may not get the divisional round.
I mean, they might get a bye to the divisional round. We don't know.
It could.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough now.
A little bit. I mean, they have a pretty soft schedule. They've got at Atlanta and Arizona. And, you know, the Niners still have to go to Indy on Monday, which I guess a lot of people think that, you know, with Phillip Rivers, old man Rivers, that's going to be just a layup. So, yeah.
Seattle 3-2 in the division. The Rams 3-2 in the division. Seattle's got a better conference record right now. I guess for the Rams to climb back to the one seed, are we basically saying root for the Niners to beat the Seahawks, but the Niners to lose one of their other games?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Makes sense.
I still don't know. I don't know if, I guess that would put Seattle at a 3-3 division record. Rams will have the opportunity to be 4-2. So sure, Rams.
Not over.
Rams' path to the one seed, or at least the NFC West, is, let's say, for instance, Niners lose to Bears and then Niners beat Seattle. Very plausible.
Right, but you would need the Bears to probably lose to someone else because the Bears have a better conference record than the Rams.
No, I said just to win the division. Just to win the West.
Right.
Yeah, just to win the West. So they could be two seed or whatever. But
the one thing I was thinking about earlier is that if the Niners do win the West and now they control their own destiny, if New England can win the East, and it's not a done deal. And if the Bears can win the North, and that's not a done deal, that would be three worst of firsts, which would be the first time in history that happened.
Is it really?
I believe so.
Wow.
Last year, no team went from worst to first. And usually, as I was looking back in my research, usually it's one. Occasionally, you catch a two of eight.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, you might catch three. And I guess Carolina was a third place team last year, so they wouldn't be a fourth one to do it. But the Bears for sure, and the Niners would be, and the Patriots as well.
I'm actually stuck on something because you told me a second ago that today just one pick, one pick. Well, we've kind of gotten into the habit around these parts of you picking all of the primetime night games.
Yeah. Okay.
Of which there are two this weekend.
It's a Saturday and a Sunday?
Saturday night and Sunday night.
I would be happy to make the pick.
Would you like to make a pick on the Packers-Bears game that is tomorrow night at 5:20 in addition to the New England-Baltimore game, which is Sunday night at 5:20? I don't think you should hide from those.
I won't, and the picks are in. I'd be happy to do that so Lucas can go back there and clap and fade, and I could put it in his face again. Just like I did both of you last night with another winning pick.
You're not going to knock
the Dibber.
You keep bringing this. You're bringing this anger to the conversation that is not going to be returned.
It's not anger.
It sounds like it. It is trash talk, and we're sitting over here. We feel like winners, so we don't. It doesn't matter. It's like, it's great. You got the right pick.
You, sir, are a loser. As is Lucas, and what's his bucket, who's on his way to Eugene.
What's his
bucket? To watch
bucket?
His team whoop up on James Madison. Attaboy, Grandy, drive to Oregon to watch your Ducks cover the 24 and a hook. Whatever. It's not anger. Edge. It's fine line.
A little bit.
Whatever.
A little bad.
Just fade me again. You won't.
Yeah, we will.
The picks are in.
For sure we will. Yeah, for sure we will.
I know Lucas will.
Yeah.
And the picks were always going to be in. We knew that. That's why I'm smiling back
here. The picks are in.
I mean, my gosh.
Sunday night, Saturday night, Monday night, that pick is in too. I'll save that one for Monday.
I don't even know what the number is. What's the number on the Niner Colt game?
5.5 now.
Niners are favored by 5.5?
Yep.
That's a lot.
It's coming down.
That's a big number.
It was bigger.
Yep, it was bigger. Yep.
Doesn't that feel big to you guys?
Yes.
You know what feels big?
It feels big.
The number of children at Philip Rivers' Thanksgiving table.
Sure.
That feels big.
Sure. I'll take the over on 5.5.
Correct.
I mean, some of them might be fighting with him or something.
You never know. Yeah. Yep. Vegetarians, whatnot.
Politics. Sure. Yeah. But anyway.
Not even counting grandchildren.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. It's a big number.
Yeah, but grandkids don't eat Thanksgiving food. That's why there's a kids' table. Mm. Kids don't like Thanksgiving food. You don't know that? Did you like it when you were a kid? Were you like, yeah, turkey and gravy and cranberry sauce?
I mean, I'm going to say something semi-controversial. I still don't really love it.
See? Which reflects your maturity.
Or our family's food.
Whatever. Yeah. You're still a kid at heart. That's why you like Fisher.
True. Well,
it is.
I don't love Fisher. But
you like him.
I know him.
Would you go tonight?
Sure.
See? You're a kid.
Abe got an extra ticket?
Probably.
Fisher Price. I mean.
Oh, my God.
That's right. That's where I am right now.
Anyway.
If Fisher Price does a show,
anyway.
Me and my 3-year-old were there.
Anyway, listen, this game on Monday night, and your afternoon hosts, Willie and Dibby, are not leaving for the holidays today, by the way. I want everybody to know that right now. We will be here Monday. We will be here Tuesday. There is a 49er game on Monday night, and we are going to bookend that sucker. We are not doing that. We're not leaving. So we'll be here, and I could tell you the discussion obviously will be big into it on Monday. They clinch a playoff spot with a win. It sets themselves up for obviously then the two home games, the Bears and the Seahawks, where if they were to win both of those, they're the one seed. But this is going to be hard. This is going to be a very, very hard. This is an interesting game on Monday. I think the whole world is focusing on the fact that Philip Rivers is the quarterback for the Colts. Therefore, it just kind of strips you of the whole downfield game. And it does. And it does. And does that help the Niners? It absolutely does. But Jonathan Taylor is still playing in this game. And the Colts are still a good football team. I think that they're going to have to play kind of an ugly game, but they can do that. Like this, the whole thing, even that spread that you just said to me, sort of, it gives me the vibe of everybody's like almost turning this into a look-ahead game now. Bears and Seahawks, yeah, let's see, but we'll beat the Colts for sure. Poof. Watch out for this game on Monday night. This is where I know. Like, I probably sound like a coach. This is the way coaches think. You haven't clinched anything yet.
Right.
I know the Niners have a 98% chance to go to the playoffs. That's what the current analytics will tell you. I know that the Lions are kind of dormy after losing to the Rams last week. But you've clinched nothing. You've clinched absolutely nothing. And so, I'm going to be on edge on this one Monday night. Big time.
Especially when you think about like the motivation factor between the two teams. Indianapolis needs this game more than the Niners need it. The Niners can lose, win the next two, and they're going to be a playoff team. The Niners can lose and win one of the next two and still be a playoff team. It might be a little bit tougher to do that, but you certainly can. The Colts are in a spot where they have to win this game. They have to win this game, and they have to win their final two. Yep. They're in desperado mode, and you know Philip Rivers with an extra game under his belt. It's a home game, and yeah, you might have DeForest Buckner back. It looks like they're going to clear him, and he's going to give it a go. I don't think that Sauce Gardner's a maybe for the Colts. Mooney Ward is out with multiple concussions.
Yeah, I don't think Mooney's coming back.
No, he's out. He's had three concussions, so he's pretty much done. But the Colts in this spot at home with a great running back against a defense that's not great against the run, this one's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. Yeah. Yep.
And even though they've averaged 31 a game since Purdy's come back.
I know, but I'd argue that too, and we're talking about Purdy, who's had what an interesting sort of four-game stretch since he's come back. The three-interception game was such a black mark, and the Niners still won the game by double digits. But I would argue that this one that's about to happen on Monday night, this will be his toughest test since coming back, even though the Browns' defense is fantastic, and that was not snowing, but it was kind of a...
It's cold.
Yeah, it was cold, and there was dampness. There was a little bit of a mix going on. I was thinking about that the other day, the Brock Purdy experience over the last 4 weeks. That Cleveland game was really impressive. It was really impressive. And I don't think that he's gotten the credit that he probably deserves, the whole team, because that game encompassed a lot of the things that people say the Niners can't do.
Right.
It's not that they, like, Cleveland's good. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that game, that matchup holds a lot of the things that people point to, like the cold weather and the dampness for Brock Purdy. Also, the traveling to the East. Also, the no bye for 13 or 14 yep. weeks. All of those things, and they performed really well, really well. That was like a mature performance for the Niners.
It was a solid win, and it kind of followed the blueprint that the majority of these wins under Shanahan have followed. And I did a little bit of a deep dive earlier this week. The Niners, when they lead at halftime this year, they're 9-0 when they have the lead yep. at halftime. When they don't, they're 1-4. And so it doesn't mean they can't win when they're down at the half. The one that they did win was the opener at Seattle. They were down 10-7 to the Seahawks, and they gutted that one out. But the blueprint for the Niners all year has been score first, if possible, lead at the half, certainly, and then you can go ahead and run the ball, and you can control the ball, and especially with Brock Purdy back now, you've got Kittle and Jennings and Pearsall if he's able to go. I don't think he will be. McCaffrey out of the backfield. These long, long drives. And I think about the Tennessee game last weekend where it was a 10-play drive, a 13-play drive, a 12-play drive. When your defense is a little bit overmatched, and this one is, the best thing you can do for them is only have them play 22 minutes out of 60 in a game. So you win the time of possession, you run it more than 30 times, you lead at the half. That's how the Niners win these games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.